The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So one of the really important movements of the mind, one of the important activities that human beings do, is to grasp, is to hold on tight to things. We hold on to our ideas, to our feelings, to our hurts, to our desires. We hold on, we cling. And there's a story and an analogy that's given that comes out of India, maybe Indian Buddhism, of how you would catch a monkey. And apparently a good way to catch a monkey, if you want one, is to, at least the Indian monkeys, is you get a coconut and you make a slit in the coconut. And not a big hole, but just a little slit. But you get in there and then you kind of dig out some space inside. And then you put a piece of candy, something sweet, inside. And then you tie that coconut to a tree. And monkeys apparently like sweets a lot. So they're very eager and very, I guess this analogy, kind of greedy for it. So they can get their hand in that slit flat like this. But once they grab the candy, they make a fist. Their hands bunch up. But there's not enough space to pull out the hand when it's bunched up. And because these monkeys supposedly are so greedy in the sense that, or cling, like, excuse me, because they cling so much to the candy, they don't want to let go, they can't get free. And the reason they're trapped is not because they're tied, the reason they're trapped because they're clinging so hard to their candy. It'd be easy to let go and then they're free. And so in that clinging, the monkey hunter can just come along and pick up the monkey, and that's how you catch a monkey. It turns out that's how you catch people too. people who cling, people who really hold on tight to something, that clinging is one of the ways that we get trapped. And I don't know who the hunter is who comes and gets us, but life comes and gets us. We're kind of suffering, sadness, frustration, resentment, all kinds of things come and get us if we don't know how to let go, or we're holding on too tight. And so what are the functions of doing this practice here is to understand, to see what we're holding on tight to, what we really want, what we really can't put down, and then be able to open our hands. And one of the reasons people don't want to let go of what they really want, hold on to, is because they think they'll lose what they let go of. And maybe you will. Sometimes some things are not worth holding on to. But there's this image here that I can hold on to this striker with a tight fist, and then I'm kind of trapped by the striker. My hand is not useful for anything else. But I can let go of it. But one way to let go of it is simply stop clinging, is to open the hand like this. It's an open, flat hand. And I'm still holding it. And I can take care of it and do things with it. But I'm not clinging to it. So non-clinging does not mean that you drop it. It can mean you drop it if it's not useful to have on to, hold on to. But it doesn't mean you have to drop it. And so sometimes we drop. Sometimes we simply open the hand and hold it lightly, tenderly, whatever is there. And so, but then we're free. But if we cling and grasp, we're not free. So to go through a life like this, with an open hand, not with a closed hand, with an open heart, not with a closed heart, with an open mind, not with a closed mind. So, because it's such an important part of this practice that we do, it's said that one of the important things to be mindful of is how we cling. And maybe clinging is a big word, but how we hold on, how we don't let go, how we grasp something. And so as you go through this morning, you might try to be extra sensitive to the subtle ways that you're holding on to something, you really want something, and how, you know, maybe it's not causing you any distress, but you're still holding on. And so you can feel the way that the mind tugs or holds or contracts or persists in its concern. And part of the practice is to study that, get to know that, recognize that, become familiar with it, so that when it really counts, we can recognize our clinging and we can know how to let go, open up. Great. I hope you enjoy this morning. Thank you.